Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply love at first sight. Love at first sight. We've all experienced this type of attraction where we see something or someone and immediately we know we've got to have that individual or that thing. For some people, you saw the woman that when you looked at her, you said to yourself, man, that is the woman I want. Some fell in love with a new model of a car that you saw or a neighborhood, a home. And yes, my friends and neighbors, the love at first sight concept also applies to business, because when you're building teams and promoting products and services, people usually know within just a few minutes whether they're going to fall in love with your concept, with your processes and practices, and with your personality or not. And it is essential for the businessman to know how to create an environment where love at first sight is a common occurrence, where when you meet someone, they immediately want to connect with you, they want to interact with you, they want to join what you're talking about, they want to do whatever you're involved in, they want to be connected in a unique way. Love at first sight is actually a soft skill that can be developed. I'm going to outline it today in our LOVE acronym, the four key elements to securing immediate and ongoing attraction to make someone attracted to you, to your products, to your services, to your purpose, your mission, and your cause. Can we begin, my friends, with that L? That L reminds us of the importance of listening skills. Yes, my friends, you know every great relationship, when a woman goes out on a first date or a man, they always talk about how good of a listener that individual was. That's one of the things that is highly underrated but also highly appreciated of all skill sets, is the ability to listen. In fact, the USA Today rates the top relationship desires among women and men, and in the top five is listening skills. So how do I improve my listening skills, my friends? First of all, we have to listen with purpose. We're not listening to argue. We're not listening to frame what we're going to say next. We're not listening to interrupt. We're listening with a purpose, and that purpose is to gain a greater understanding. Then also, we want to listen to learn. Yes, my friends, you know, isn't it great to learn new things about people, to learn where they came from and what they've been through and how far they've come? You know, we want to listen to learn. Take notes when people are talking to you. Put things not in your phone. They may think you're texting, so don't do that. But actually write down something and show them that you're listening to learn. Then finally, listen to love. You see, through listening, we gain appreciation for people. Through listening, we start discovering how they were able to overcome and how they were able to accomplish the things that they have. We grow in love for people when we listen to love them. And we also want to listen to lead. It's impossible to lead effectively without knowing who's following you, knowing the strengths and weaknesses of your team, knowing their habits and their tendencies, what motivates them, what inspires them. If you're selling products and services, you want to listen to lead your customer to make the right decision. It happens all the time in other facets of sales. You want to, first of all, master the art of listening. People will love you when you listen, and all we've got to do is ask questions. Remember, answers are the slaves to questions. The more questions you ask, that gives you the chance to listen. The O in our Love at First Sight acronym, the O in our Love acronym reminds us of the importance of open-mindedness. Open to new solutions, open to new suggestions, open to new strategies. Those are all the keys to gaining attraction. When people always have the mentality, it's my way or the highway, and they're not open-minded, then obviously, of course, those relationships don't garner the love at first sight principles, as it were. But when you're open-minded, you've met people, and they're so open-minded, they're so understanding. They have a yes, we can, not a no, we can't attitude. They want to help. They want to find out ways that they can be better than ever before. How open-minded are you? You see, in some relationships, there may be a person who didn't work out before, but then they started dating somebody that was a workout workaholic, and all of a sudden they started working out. You see, their mind opened up to the concepts they'd originally rejected because they met someone that led them in the right direction. Who are you leading, my friends and neighbors? Who's following your open mind? Are you open to new solutions? Are you open to new suggestions? Are you willing to try new strategies to make things work better in your business? I tell you, my friends and neighbors, when we do so, we garner the love at first sight dynamic, as it were. That V in our love acronym reminds us the importance of validation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, everybody is attracted to those who appear to be validated. Just imagine if you're on a date with someone and that significant other picks up the phone and it's Obama on the other end. You're going to say, wow, he was talking to Obama. I mean, I know he's got to be somebody. See, validations can come first and foremost by improving and expanding your associations. You've heard that old saying, birds of a feather flock together. And if my associations are valid, it gives me greater validation. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to carefully evaluate your circle, because your circle determines whether you're valid or not. That's one of the things. The other component is your mentorship. Yes, our mentors determine our validation. Who is the person that you call mentor? Who is the person that you call a leader? Who's the one that you look up to and can pick up the phone and call? Your mentor will determine your mastery. It'll determine how fast you master your craft. Another way to gain validation is to become a giver. If you ever go on a date with someone and the check comes and it's time to pay the dinner tab, and if you say, well, listen, we're going to split this check, well, you lose a little bit of your validation. Generosity is a characteristic of a valid leader. How valid are you? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to become a giver. Give as often as you can. Be the one to say, you can have this and you can have that, and don't let me pick up the tab. I pay for it. Insist on it, because the giver is the one that's most validated in the eyes. You know, when a woman meets a man and vice versa, if they're serious, they're thinking about already whether their parents are going to like him. What kind of things can they say to their parents that'll make them embrace this individual? By the same token, when a person is looking to do business with you, they're looking for something that they can embrace, they can hold on to, that lets them know you are the real deal. You've got a proven track record, and they're not going to lose by being connected to you. Last and certainly not least, that E in our love acronym reminds us that you can garner business love at first sight simply by your enthusiasm. You see, it's easy to fall in love with the person who's happy all the time, that has nice things to say about everyone and in every situation, the one that makes you smile and shows such a great attitude, the one who lives on the bright side. You like those kind of people. We don't want to be around a grumpy person that's complaining all the time and going to the restaurant, telling the waiter what's wrong with the food every 5 minutes and all that kind of stuff. Bring your manager out. No. We don't want that guy. You don't want that girl. You want the individual, my friends and neighbors, who's enthusiastic, who the room lights up when he or she walks in. When they walk in, everybody gathers around. You want that enthusiastic person, and in order to do that, we've got to embrace enthusiasm ourselves. Become Mr. Nice Guy or Mr. Nice Gal. Become the person who's always happy, always smiling, and remember, focus dictates feelings. Focus on the best, and the best will come to you. My friends and neighbors, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can make you a guarantee Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.